You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
To little fanfare, the government announced a huge overhaul of key ministries, merging the Ministry for the Environment, Ministry of Transport, Ministry of Housing and Urban Development, and the local government functions of the Department of Internal Affairs into one new agency. Coming on the back of yet more fast-track approval reforms, which have cut out community voices like Forest and Bird and led to criticisms of environmental destruction, the move is a huge overhaul in governance, leaving many critics alarmed that this is yet another move pulling the country away from climate mitigation and adaptation. To understand why the government's plans to merge these key ministries is alarming them, I spoke to Ora Taiao coordinator Marnie Prickett.
For our listeners, could you give us a bit of an overview of Ora Taiao and what their mission, what their kaupapa is?
Yeah, Ora Taiao is an organisation that is a members organisation which is made up of people who work in health. So they are healthcare workers that are doctors and nurses and other sorts of health services, and also health researchers or people who work in health policy, so people who cover health generally, and who are concerned about climate change as one of the biggest threats that we have to our health.
And recently you've been voicing your concerns about the merger of some ministries. Could you talk more about that with us?
Sure. So the government's proposing to merge the ministries for the environment, Ministry of Transport, and Ministry for Housing and Development. And all three of those ministries are critical climate adaptation and mitigation ministries. They've got serious and important roles to play in our national response to climate change. And this government has shown over the past 2 years that it either doesn't understand the seriousness of climate change, or it's choosing to deny its seriousness. We've seen it weaken almost all of our climate change policy in one way or another. Examples are reducing the agricultural emissions target, opening up for oil and gas exploration again, along with many other things. So that does not inspire confidence when we're thinking about a major merger of ministries that have critical climate change roles.
Could you talk to us about those climate change roles that these ministries play? Maybe give us an overview on the most important roles.
Yeah, sure. So they've obviously, these ministries have multiple sort of functions. But if you think about, let's take Ministry for the Environment, for example, the health of our environment is critical in our adaptation and mitigation of climate change. Ecosystem health underpins our stability, and if we degrade our natural environment, we increase the risks to human health from climate change. So the Ministry for the Environment oversees environmental regulation, and so it's got a critical role in mitigation, mitigation of climate change is reducing emissions. So that comes through kind of land use, it comes through other types of sequestration, potentially native forest sequestration, preferably. And it also comes through adaptation. So things like, people might have heard the term nature-based solutions, so implementing ways of reducing the impact of things like flooding and other sort of storm events by using the strength of the natural environment to reduce those effects and adapt to a new and less stable climate. So that's just one example. That's the Ministry for the Environment. That's got a strong role in climate change. But then think about transport, think about housing and urban development. Those are really critical as well in terms of reducing emissions. Transport is one of our major sources of greenhouse gas emissions, and also housing and development is really key to how we, are we developing in the right places? Are we putting housing in the right places? Are we creating low emissions development? So these are these have a sort of range, a suite of roles which can really make or break our response to climate change.
If this were being done by a different government with perhaps a better track record on climate change, a merger like this might be seen as optimistic reform to create a real climate change ministry, one that's going to take charge of adaptation and mitigation and minimizing emissions. Do you feel that a big part of the concern here is that the government has lost the trust of at least your organization on climate change, and that this falls into a pattern of eroding climate policy?
It does fall into a pattern of eroding climate policy, and I suspect that the government has lost the trust of many people on climate change, especially as we have seen this year. You know, many communities across the country have been experiencing those frequent and more intense storm events and having to deal with the consequences of that. So the fact that there's been a couple of, 2 years in power of weakening climate policy, but also this merger is now being made on the backdrop of what is really sort of chaotic change within the government, trying to change the Resource Management Act, so to replace our Resource Management Act, which is our overarching and sort of primary act that we use to protect the environment and also have sustainable development. That was the idea of the Resource Management Act. And now we have these two bills that the government wants to replace it with, which don't account for climate change. It's extraordinary to be in 2026 and to have a government that's put forward major environmental and planning policy which doesn't even account for climate change, which will have an enormous effect on anything that those bills want to do. So yes, it doesn't inspire confidence. If anything, it sparks huge concern. It rings alarm bells for us because there's this rapid fire change coming from the government that doesn't account for climate change, even though it is arguably the biggest challenge that we face. And it has huge implications for our health and our well-being and the stability of our communities in Aotearoa.
If the government were to realise that lost trust on climate change and start to try to change face and win back that trust, what would you want the first and primary move to be?
I think that the National Party has to stand up and be clear about what their position is. It's got two small parties involved in the coalition that are openly celebrating an increase in emissions. We had the ACT Party leader give his State of the Nation speech over the weekend and openly celebrate more agricultural emissions allowed and the return of oil and gas exploration. We've got the New Zealand First Party with its kind of bluster about mining and drill, baby, drill. You know, those parties, the National Party really needs to be clear. Are those parties, are they representing the National Party's view, or are they expressing a minority view? And at the moment, with the actions that the government has taken over the last 2 years, they appear to be expressing the whole government's view. So if the National Party wants to restore confidence, it needs to bring into line its minority parties, and it needs to be really clear that climate change is a big issue for New Zealand, and it needs to make it a centrepiece to its election campaigning.
Is there anything you want to say before we end the interview?
Yeah, the thing that I'd like to say is that, climate change, I think, often sounds like it's something abstract. It sounds like something that is sort of big and complicated and it's hard to get on. But what we mean by that is we mean how how resilient is your community to flooding, for example? Are our communities built in the right place? Do we have access to clean and safe drinking water that isn't going to be washed out with the next flood? Can we afford to repair our houses again and again with climate events? You know, these are the real questions that we have to face, and they're not abstract questions. They're questions that are really important for people's everyday lives and their health. So, yeah, that's the last thing that I wanted to add.
Well, Marnie Prickett, thank you very, very much.
Excellent. Thank you.
That was Orotayao coordinator Marnie Prickett about the government's plans to merge several key ministries.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.